Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take the poll question. We have a new poll question every week. And also the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Rex Caswell is our guest. He's vice president with CT Corporation. CT.com is the website. What it tells us about CT, Rex?
Well, CT is started the incorporation business in America in the 1890s. We incorporated the first business ever, and for 120 years, we are the source to go to get an LLC, a corporate, your corporation, or documentation to be in good compliance with the Secretary of State in each of your states.
In your state,
when it comes to business, we know business.
All right, so check that out. And now tell us about how this connects to veterans.
Well, probably the way it most connects the veterans in the direct line is that we help a lot of small businesses protect themselves and their assets by incorporation. Mm-hmm. So if you're an individual and you're a sole proprietor or you want to build an LLC for whatever purposes, be it tax or risk or financing business, you have to get incorporated, and we're the ones that can help you do that. Particularly, it's important for veterans to know that there are a lot of twists and turns in getting incorporated and maintaining a healthy business and being compliant with your state,
mm-hmm.
because everything is driven by the state jurisdiction. We have the expertise to help guide you through that.
You also are helping them with contracts, with government, become a government contractor, right?
Well, yeah, the way we can help you is if you're trying to get a government contract, many times they want you to be incorporated to one form or another so that you can get documentation to prove that you're a viable business and that the government can sign a contract with you. So yes, in that way, we can help you get contracts.
Well, contracts with the government, there actually are veteran set-asides, right, for contracts for the government.
There are.
Not where you work directly for the government, but where you are a subcontractor for a big contractor.
Right.
Who has to comply with the same set-asides for veterans.
Yes, set-asides for veterans. There's a number of percent of participation that they want veteran-owned businesses to be in a supply chain. So you're near a military base, they want someone to provide a service or a product to them, and they will set aside so much work for you because you are a veteran. Mm-hmm. And it increases your chances. It makes the pool a little bit smaller for bidding on that contract if it's just among veterans.
Right. And the but becoming a government certified company, there are a few hoops you have to jump through, right? You have to become qualified. You have to demonstrate certain capabilities.
Certain capabilities. There's some criteria in the government contract and procurement.
Paperwork, of course.
Yeah, yes.
At CT,
we don't exactly do that,
mm-hmm.
But we can help point you in the right direction.
You can put them in the direction they need to go to. And so that's a big deal. And once you get, one thing I tell people a lot, whether it be a woman-owned business or minority-owned or veteran-owned, Rex, is that once you head down that road, that's a discipline that you probably want to try to focus on. You probably don't want to be a part-time government contractor. I'm not saying no one does it, but most, there's a mindset that you have to get into to do business with the government, isn't it?
There is. And I'll tell you, there's an organization out there today. I've got a couple of friends who are veterans who now work in it. It's called SCORE, the Service.
No question. They just call themselves SCORE these days. Yeah.
Yes. You know how valuable that is.
Well, there's no question. No, I know the SCORE folks very well. I had one of their great volunteers on yesterday, and they're you know, their top folks are friends of ours. SCORE does a great job with that.
It is. I've got a friend, and he can't wait to call me every Monday to tell me who he's worked with and how much fun.
Yeah.
And he likes veterans because they get it, mm-hmm. as he tells me. You know,
yeah.
I think another different
they're disciplined.
Area that
the discipline, that's one thing, which you like, people like working with disciplined people, and veterans are going to be disciplined.
Yes.
What else were we going to say?
I was going to say another place where I would recommend any veteran to go is called Boots to Business.
Yep.
And that's a great association of Department of Defense and the VA and Syracuse University where they'll teach you courses for free about different parts of business to help you be successful.
Hmm.
And to train, you know, to navigate government contracts, to understand cash flow, to understand finance. So you combine Boots to Business with the SCORE program, and you've got a powerful tandem.
Yeah, and the SBA's got a great veteran organization. That's another one to use. There are a number of veteran organizations, veteran support organizations out there for people to use, and I recommend as well, Rex. Hey, Rex, good job today. Well, tell us, again, give us the website, please.
The website is www.ctcorp.com.
Ctcorp.com?
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Now, Rex Caswell, brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen. Rex, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you.
Keep up the good work. Rex, we'll get Rex to keep us posted on how the veterans are doing down the road. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Night is falling and the music's calling and we got to get down to swing down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.